Doesn't look like a bad crowd. This is good. This is good. Good morning. Good morning. It's truly a privilege to be here this morning, and I'd like to thank you all. Can you hear me okay? I don't know if I'm close enough. Okay. My hook this morning is God wouldn't let me leave the parking lot. This morning I would like to share with you how God turned me around. It all took place a few years ago right here in Crossroads. I was in the middle of my divorce from my husband of 18 years. I had been attending Crossroads for quite a while, and I heard about a group called Divorce Care. It was facilitated by David Hartman. On this particular Sunday, I wanted to talk with David after the service to get a little more information on the group, but he was talking with someone. Now, if you know David Hartman, you know what I mean. He loves having endless, heartfelt conversations. As I patiently waited for him to stop so I could approach him, he continued. I think he may have even given me that hang on 1 minute look. However, I was beginning to feel very uncomfortable and decided I would just talk to him another time. So I slowly turned and left and began to walk out to my car. But when I got to the parking lot, Maria Gordon stopped me. After a short conversation, I told her I had been waiting to talk to David Hartman about divorce care, but he was busy, so I would just try to talk to him another time. And that is when she urged me to turn around and go back inside and talk to him. And thus began my road back to God. You see, I lost my place. You see, he wasn't going to let me leave the parking lot that day. I wanted to thank Maria Gordon for being in that parking lot that day and for helping turn me back to begin the journey I needed to take, where I could begin letting God into my heart again and begin to heal. While attending the divorce care program, I began to learn about forgiveness. Almost for the first time, I began to see how I would be unable to move forward in my life if I didn't learn forgiveness. It was the turning point for me. I needed to learn to forgive myself and others for the things that had happened in my life. While attending divorce care, I began to understand how God loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross to save us from our sins when we were undeserving. If he could forgive me and in turn give me the ability to forgive others, that was a gift I so desperately needed in order to move on from away from my pain. Up until this point, my life was something I was not proud of. I knew I wanted more, and I knew I needed God's help. I wanted God in my heart, not just on Sundays, but every day. I was beginning to feel peace and hope. And with each new day, I am learning to trust again. I pray for God's direction and for me to have faith in him as he continues to beckon me onward. Philippians 3, verse 13 through 14 reads, "Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I am off and running, and I am not turning back." When I invited God back into my heart, I realized that Jesus met me where I was, and I began to feel his unconditional love. I began learning to trust again, and through that trust, I have met some wonderful people along the way, one of which is the man I married. He is the man who sincerely loves having heartfelt conversations, David Hartman, and together we have learned about God's love, endless love for us. It is such a wonderful thing when you can share your life with someone who has a mutual love for the Lord. If you are struggling this morning with brokenness in your own life, either through divorce, and if you know someone in your life that is struggling with divorce, then you know how heartbreaking it can be. The idea of forgiveness is such a difficult one. For me, I wake up each day and know that God is real. His love for me is real. He died to save me. He forgives me. Therefore, I can forgive. If we turn and look into our own hearts, we know that time does not heal our brokenness. It just covers it. That is why we turn to God to heal us. Thank you.